ויאם דאס קופטס וואו אומד אלס אמא רבינה אפטר דה פירסט דייט אוף דה יומד אמא רבינה אמא לי רב משארשי ברי דה רב נוסן הוכי אמא הילו משמי דה גמורה speaking about the אמורה הילו משמי דה גמורה היא הקבולה מסוירה ויניחה איך איניש מצר מורה בהדי ידודי ונכו. A person should not eat together the כזייס מצר and the כזייס מורה together. Why? משום דה סביר אלון, because להלוכה we hold מצר בזמן הזה די הרייסה, ומורה דה רבונו, ועושי מורה דה רבונו, ומבטה לי למצר די הרייסה. The person is eating two things together, so there is a concept that the achila of one is mevato, the achila of the other. Could be it goes because we're afraid perhaps in his mouth, in one chelik of his mouth, there's a roiv of one mean over the other. So there's a din bittel. So the achila of one mean is mevatel the other. So if we have a kezayis matzah and a kezayis morer, so since the kezayis morer is a darabonon, kezayis matzah is a deraise, so there's a cloud that a darabonon, lagabi a deraise is a din of a reshus, and an achilas reshus is mevatel an achilas mitzvah. Vafilu leman di yomar mitzvah is ein mevatel isu azu, there's a cloud that mitzvahs are not mevatel zu ezu. Some sefer wants to say, the svara is the Biran in the Dorim explains, the emerson, the Yehuda holds, min beminoi einei botel. If a person has two minim, one is iser and one is heter, and the iser falls into heter, so Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'minei einei botel, does not become botel. So the Ran says, really, the svar is like that. Because the gather of bittel passed by two opposites. If you have two opposites, so one is mevatel the other. Both are the same, so memele pasnish kind in bittel. Zekteran, what is the svar of the chachomim? The chachomim min b'minei does become botel. So he says the Chachamim hold because theoretically it has a din of min b'she'enei minoi, because it's heter in iser. Hit iser in heter, so the iser becomes bottle to the heter, even though it's the same mean physically, but halachically it's two meanim. But you saw there's such a musig that the same mean, one is not mevatel the other. So Chassam Sefer wants to say that together, mitzvah is ein mevatel zu ezu. The man, the Amma that holds mitzvah is ein mevatel zu ezu. Since in Yesod, both are a maisa mitzvah, so there's no din bittel. A mitzvah, fact, one mitzvah is not mevatel another mitzvah. So Hillel says, afilu the man, the Amma, mitzvah is ein mevatel zu ezu. Hani mili, di eireise be di eireise. If you have two mitzvahs, di eireise. Oy derabonon bederabonon. Oy, you have two mitzvahs derabonon. So then we say that one mitzvah is not mevatel the other mitzvah. Avol di eraisa u derabonon. But if one mitzvah is a mitzvah di eraisa and the other mitzvah is a mitzvah derabonon, osi derabonon u mevatel le di eraisa. So then the derabonon is mevatel the deraisa. So that was the Chiddush of Hillel. So the Chiddush of Hillel was that since Bizman Azem Morer is a Darabono, so we cannot eat the Kizayis of Matzah, which is a Deraisa, together with the Kizayis of Morer, since it is a Darabono, the Memela, so the Morer will be Mevato, the Achilas Matzah, it's not the Siddhiyeh Kizayis of Matzah. We see here, even though The Rambam Shita is that all the Rabbonons, you're chayiv to be mekayim, all the Rabbonons also lay sosu, all the gzeiras the Rabbonons, takonas the Rabbonons, fall into the gather of lay sosu. But it seems that does not make it a diraisa. if you're not mekayim, could be yoiva the isser of lo isota. But to say that the morer is a hefty shal mitzvah the araisa, because the rabbanon told you to eat it, it doesn't become a maisa mitzvah. I'm a chuyiv to do it because they have to listen to the chachamim. But it does not become a maisa mitzvah the araisa that there should be a klal that the araisa ain mitzvahs mevatlis uvezu. Look upon him, that is the chiddush of Hillel. But we see from here that, from the words of the Gemara, that there is a man diyoma that hold mitzvahs mevat lezu ezu, and there's a man diyoma that hold mitzvahs ein mevat lezu ezu, and Hillel was just moisev, that if Hillel you hold ein mevat lezu ezu, that is dafke by two equals, two deraises or two derabonons, not one derais and one derabon. Let us see the Rashbam. Matze bizman hazeh diyeraise, umorer derabonon. The time in Meforish, Bishili Pirkin, why it is that way. Why Morer is totally in Pesach, in the Kolben Pesach, and Matzah is not totally in the Kolben Pesach. Afilu Laman de Yoma, the Kivin de Chiyadodi Ninus, he holds, since the both of them are equal mitzvahs, Kulu Kiyim mitzvahs Ninu, Voloi Mevatli Yadodi, one mitzvah is not Mevatli the other mitzvah. That is dafke by two equal ones. But one is a derais, one is a derabon. The mevatel lo l'tamas a derais. Zog de Gemara weiter. Man tane de shamet lei mitzvahs ein mevatleis zu ezu. Who is the tane that holds that mitzvahs are not mevatel zu ezu? It's the Gemara Hillel. Bisanye omru olov al Hillel. Shahoya Kirchon Bebas Achas Va'ichlo. Hillel used to be Kirch, the Pesach Matzah Morer, and ate them all together. Shenemar al Matzahs Umreirim Yechlu. Hillel holds he has to eat all three together. So Memele, so we see that Hillel holds that Ein mitzvahs mevatlei zu ezu. Now there's a very big problem. Where do you see this from Hillel? If Hillel holds that the seder achila is matzah, morer, and pesach, so it's mitzvose bekach. The Torah said that's how it has to be eaten. If it has to be eaten that way, versteitach, there's no din bittel. Bittel, the shaila bittel is if you have two separate mitzvahs, and you eat them together, so now the shaila is, it was one mevatel the other. If the Torah said, the mitzvah is that it should be eaten together, so it's like one big mitzvah. There's three halakim to the mitzvah. It's one mitzvah achila of Pesach, Matzah, Morer. So what's the raya from Hillel? See, Taisus has a mahalach, but we'll see in Taisus mahalach. But in Chiddush Yeran, he says such a mahalach. He says as follows, that even according to Hillel, that Hillel said that you need to show your keuchim bebasachas v'oichlon shenema al masas amroichim yechlu, that it has to be eaten together. And it would seem from Daran that Hillel holds le'ikuv, it has to be eaten together. You have to eat the Pesach matzah morer together. He says, but we see that matzah bizman hazeh is a deraisa. That we see, even though there's no kolben pesach, there's a mitzvah of matzah bizman hazeh. So we see that the mitzvah of matzah is not dependent on the mitzvah of pesach, because bizman hazeh we have a mitzvah of matzah also. But it could be, according to Hillel, that the mitzvah of pesach is dependent on matzah. That could be. Hillel holds the Pesach, al matzah samroirim yechlu, you have to eat the kolben Pesach together with matzah and morer. So it comes out when we eat all three together, so legabi, the mitzvah of kolben Pesach, so there's no shaila of mevatli suizu, because the mitzvah of kolben Pesach is the kolben Pesach has to be eaten together with matzah. That's the seder achila of kolben Pesach. It's mitzvah say bekach. So legabi, the mitzvah of kolben pesach, there's no Havamina, there should be a problem of mitzvahs mevatli zu, because kol Pesach has to be eaten with matzah morah. That's its mitzvah sebekach. So the gabi mitzvah kol Pesach, it's called one mitzvah. But the shaila is vakert. Why isn't mitzvahs Pesach mevatl mitzvahs matzah? Mitzvahs matzah, we see, has no shaykhes at all with kol Pesach. V'horaye b'zman hazeh, there's also a mitzvah tida kolben peisach. B'zman hazeh, there's also a mitzvah tida matzah. So the mitzvah of matzah is not dependent on kolben peisach. So why isn't the peisach mevatel mitzvah matzah? So that was the raya from Hillel. Because Hillel says you have to eat it all together, and we see that the mitzvah's Pesach is not mevatel achilas matzah, which is zicher a separate mitzvah. So we see that Hillel holds that mitzvah's ain mevatel suesu. That's the raya of Hillel. That's the raya from Hillel. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, chalukim olav chaveirov al Hillel. The chaveirim Acholik on Hillel, and we'll see that Rabbi Yochanan held that they hold that mitzvahs mevatlas uazu. Visanya, we learned in the Barais as follows. Yochel yeikolchon bebat achas v'oichlon kiderech shehillel oichlon. I would think the halacha should be that you have to eat them together. Like Hillel said, Talmud loymer al matzah yisum roirim yechluhu, afilu zeh bifnei atzmoi v'zeh bifnei atzmoi. It says, so the Ran explains, it says, yechluhu, you should eat. We're speaking about three things here, the Pesach matzah morah. It says, yechluhu, so we see that, there's an Indian that each one could be eaten together. Afilu zeh bifnei atzmoi v'zeh bifnei atzmoi. So we see that each one can be eaten bazunda. So that we have to understand, so where do we see from the Chachomim that the Chachomim hold that mitzvahs mevatlis zu? The Chachamim only said that you could eat each one bazunda. So the Ran explains that Rabbi Yochanan held the Pshat and the Chachamim is as follows. He says, the Chachamim said, since we see that the Pasuk is telling us that each one can be eaten together, this is also Pshat. I could say that's, I don't have to say the way Hillel said Pshat and the Pasuk. Hillel said Pshat in the Pasuk, Al Matzis and Mreirim Yechluhu, that they have to be eaten together. That's how Hillel said. He says, I don't have to say that Pshat in Pasuk. I can say Pshat in the Pasuk is that I have a deek from Yechluhu, they can be eaten together. So Rabbi Yochanan, they can be eaten separately. So since they can be eaten separately, so Memele, so Rabbi Yochanan held, so if you'll eat it together already, so be mitzvahs mevatlis zuazu. That the Chachomim figured out by themselves. Let me just tell you the Lashon Hara. Nirali, the mashmalon bereise Rabbi Yochanan hachi. Yochel yekeuchen shetei mitzvosan bekach. I would think, just like Hillel said, that you have to eat it together. You have to eat it together. And if you have to eat it together, then it's ois gespalt, that mitzvah same of atlas uazu, because you eat the mitzvah's mats also. Talmud loima, yechlu afilu zeb if ne atmoi, vizeb if ne atmoi. Vikivi. So now, even the mikro loinofik chiyuve de kriche, since the pasuk does not tell us it has to be eaten together, because Yechlu is telling me that it can be eaten separately, afilu zebif neyatmoi, zebif neyatmoi, is memeilin nofik lon sha'osa lekolcha. So memela, I can figure out myself that you can't eat it together. Shem mitzvahs mevatlis zu ezu. Because mitzvahs mevatlis zu ezu. Vekiven shein akrichem akeves also lekocha. So that means as follows. That means, fakert. Hillel had a raya from the posik that mitzvahs ein mevatlis zu ezu. Because the posik says you have to eat it together. If I have a problem, why isn't mitzvahs Pesach mevatel mitzvahs matzah, which is a different mitzvah? So Zaraya, that the mitzvahs ain't mevatel zu ezu. That's if the pshat in the pasuk is you have to eat it together. But the Chachamim came and said, no, I don't learn that that's pshat in pasuk. I learn pshat in pasuk, that pshat in pasuk is afilu zebif neyatzma, mezebif neyatzma. Pshat in pasuk is you can eat each one bezunda. That's pshat in pasuk. I disagree with you. So if that's pshat in pasuk, so then I don't have any raya that mitzvah same about lezu ezu. So fakel. So then I assume fakel that mitzvah is mevat lezu ezu, and you're only allowed to eat it separately. Maskif lo rav Ashi, ihochi mai afilu. So rav, now the Chazanish explains the shailas, how do you learn pshat in the word afilu? You can learn pshat in afilu two ways. Rav Ashi learned pshat in the afilu, that the Chachomim are speaking lahaloche. Talmud loyma al matzis umroirim yoichluhu. So from here we learn out, afilu lahaloche, you can eat, afilu zeh. Now Hillel said you have to eat it together. No, I say, afilu zebif neyatzvim zebif ne. Lahaloche, afilu separately can it also be eaten. If you learn that they're speaking lahaloche, you don't have to eat it together, but you could eat it together. Then it would be that the Chachamim also hold a mitzvah mevat lezu ezu. That's if you go that afilu is going lahaloche. Because Anish explains that Rabbi Yochanan held that the afilu of the Chachamim is going on the posik, not lahaloche. You don't have to say the way Hillel said that the posik is telling us it has to be eaten together. I could say pshat and posik that afilu it's not eaten together, it's also good. But he's saying pshat and the posik, not lahaloche. So if that's pshat and the posik, so memela Rabbi Yochanan held, so if the posik isn't telling me you have to eat it together, so memela, so then lahaloche I hold that mitzvah mevat lezu ezu. That's what Rabbi Yochanan held. And Rav Ashi held no. That lahaloche, these chachamim also hold that a mitzvah mevat lezu ezu. And that is pshat nafilu. They're just telling us that Hillel said it's ma'akiv b'di'evet. And they're telling us no, they learn pshat in the posik that it can be eaten separately. But it can be eaten separately also. Doesn't have to be, but it could be eaten together also. So then you don't have a raya from these chachomim, that these chachomim hold mitzvahs mevatle zu ezu, because they hold it can be eaten together. That's pshat in Ravashi. Maskif lo Ravashi. Yihochi mai afilu. Afilu vais tochois. Afilu zebif neyat. But you can eat it together also. Elo omar Ravashi, so Ravashi said, hai tana hochi ktod. The tana holds as follows. Yochol, so he's saying pshat in the tana, that it's not muchach that this tana holds that, mitzvah mevatla zu ezu. Hai tana hochi ktod. Yochol loy yeitze bu yidei chayvose elim ken kechem babasachas boichlon kdech shelachoichlon. I would think you're not yeitze, unless you kairich them together. Talmud loyme al matzeis umroirim yoichlu afilu zebif neyatzmai bezebif neyatzmai. So according to Rav Ashi, these chachomim are not the chachomim that are choylik and hillel in hold that mitzvahs mevat lezu ezu. These chachomim agree with Hillel. You can eat it together. Because a mitzvahs mevat lezu ezu. But the chaylik and Hillel in a different nekud. Do you have to eat it together? Or can you eat it together? According to the chachomim, you can eat it together. According to Hillel, you have to eat it together. But in Yisoid, both of them hold that ein mitzvahs mevatlis the whistle. Now let us see the Rashbam. The Rashbam adds on one nekude, which will be negeya the sugya vayta. What is this? The Rashbam says, koichem bebasachas, pesach matzah morer, koichem bekrachechot, koichem begem. Yechlu kol echot bifnei atzmoy, midolek siv, yechlu. Doesn't say yechlu. Ano yedane da pesach koi, dech siv la'el ba'ochlu asaboso. It means that you should eat the boso together with the matzah moros. What is a yechlu hu? Yechlu hu is going that each one can be eaten separately. Maskif lo ravashi. So now the Rashbam says a dreidel. So according to Ravashi, these chachomim hold that ein mitzvah mevat lezu ezu. Umiyu chilkin olav chaveiro ke Rabbi Yochanan, avol mehocher loy shamin. So the Rashbam learns pshat in the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan said chilkin olav chaveiro valhu. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Now Rabbi Yochanan brought a raya from the Beraisa. Who are the chachomim which are chilkan chaveiro? The chachomim of this Beraisa. So Ravashi said, I wish to disagree with you. That would you said, Chilkim olav chaveiro valhilu, yet I'm kabbalah on it. Good, I agree with you. The chachomim, there are chachomim which are chaylik on hilu and hold mitzvahs mevatlas uazu. But that what you're saying, these are the chachomim of this barais, I wish to disagree with you. This, the chachomim of this barais hold a mitzvahs mevatlas uazu. No, the chaylik on hilu and another nekude, is the kricha ma'akev, was the kriecha not market, but both of these tanoim hillel and these rabbanon hold a mitzvahs mabat lezuwazu. That is how the Rashbam learns pshat in the sugya. But according to the Rashbam, we have a tana that does hold mitzvahs mabat lezuwazu. So the Gemara says, now lemaisa, what should one do? Hashte dlo itme hilches loike hillel, the loike rabbanon. Rabbonon who hold mitzvahs mevatlas zuazu. So memele, we have a problem. We have here matzah, morer, and then there's a problem should they be eaten together. So the Gemara says as follows. Mevorech al achilas matzah va'ochel. First, you make a broch on achilas matzah and eat it separately. And that you have to do according to everyone. Because since that's how we had before the Amoira Hillel said, since Matzah Bismanazes, Adarais, and Morah Bismanazes, Adarabonon, if you'll eat together the Morah with the Matzah, it'll be Mavatel the Tam Matzah. So therefore you have to eat Matzah alone. Vahodah Mevorech Halachilas Morah Vahochel. And then you make a Broch Halachilas Morah Vahochel. This we'll see, this is according to the Chachomim who hold mitzvahs mevatlas zu azu. You can never eat matzah morah together. So now you have to eat morah alone. V'ochel matzah v'chasa b'adi adodim. Then you'll eat matzah morah together, b'loi brochem. Zeichel amigdash kehilu. Zeichel amigdash kehilu, that hilu ate it together. Zog der Rashbam, Mevorich ha-matzo lechud, Zeich ha-migdash kehilu, Kamo isha oya oysa ilu, Bizman shabesa migdash kayim, Shahoyu oichlim psochim, When they ate psochim, The memela was eaten together, So this is Zeich ha-migdash kehilu. Shahoyu oichlim psochim, When they ate psochim, You have to know there's a Gemara Taf Chof Tesam at Beis, which is a controversial Gemara. The Gemara says that Kol Olu La Yoichel Boy, that the Gemara Darshan Zamiyot Boy Einay Oichel Avol Oichel B'Matzah Umore, but he eats Matzah Umore. But an oral doesn't need a carbon pacer, but he eats matzah morah.
Mora is very unclear, right? Even though we know that Mora is totally in the midst of Korban Pesach, and that's why Bizman Azeh, we Mora is at the Rabbonim, because there's no Korban Pesach. But there the Gemara says, an Oru, that even though he doesn't eat a Korban Pesach, he eats Matzah and Mora. He eats Matzah and Mora. So the big machloikis. Others say the Gemara is lav davke, because he doesn't eat Mora. Since he doesn't eat a Korban Pesach, he doesn't eat Mora. Mora is totally in Korban Pesach. And others say that he does eat Mora min HaTorah, because this man, there was a Korban Pesach, so the Izachi of Mora, even though he's not eating the Korban Pesach. So let us just dwell on this Gemara 1 minute. So we have a Gemara that an Oru who does not eat a Korban Pesach, but he has to eat Matzah and Mora. So let us think, what would be, according to Hillel, did this Matzah and Morer have to be eaten bekriche? Did he have to eat the Matzah and Morer together? Or didn't he have to eat the Matzah and Morer together? There's a starke svore to say, I found the Chazanish, the month this svore, that the mitzvah of kriche is al matzahs, you should eat the Korban Pesach together with Matzah Morer. That's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah's kriche, which is ma'akev. It's ma'akev. The Korban Pesach has to be eaten together with Matzah Morer. But if you'll have an oral who's not eating a Korban Pesach, so then he'll eat Matzah and Morer separately. I feel according to Hillel, the whole din, kriche is only when you eat a Korban Pesach. Holding kriche is when you eat a Korban Pesach. When there's no Korban Pesach, some emailers, so then you don't have to eat the kriche afilo according to Hillel. If that is true, let us just, so we could understand a new deher in Hillel. So it comes out that afilo according to Hillel, there is a mitzvah smorer that is eaten not together with matzah. An oral eats morer not together with matzah. But that mitzvah morer is when there is a Korban Pesach. When this man is a Korban Pesach, so memele, then the morer is eaten together. Then when there is a Korban Pesach, and he's eating the Korban Pesach, then it's eaten together. Then it's ma'akev the Korban Pesach. When he personally is not eating a Korban Pesach, so then there's a mitzvah of matzah and morer, but then it can be eaten separately. So there is a mitzvah of morer that could be eaten separately. There's a mitzvah when there is a Korban Pesach to eat it together. So it could be according to Hillel, this seder that the Gemara says that first we eat matzah alone. Then we eat morer alone. And then we eat it together, zeichel amigdash kehillel. So it could be, according to Hillel, the minute you eat the morer alone, midarabonon you were kayim mitzvahs morer. Because this isn't worse than a oral bisman abayis, that there also was a mitzvahs morer that was not eaten together. So Lemay said, now Bizman Azeh, the Rabbonu Masakim Mitzvah Smorer, could be Mitzvah Smorer, when you eat it alone, you make a Mitzvah Smorer, because there is a Mitzvah Smorer, Afilo Min HaTorah, that you're Yoytze without eating together with Matzah. So now if you eat Morer alone, could be you're also Yoytze Mitzvah Smorer. But they made a Zeichel Amigdash Kehillel, that when there was a Beis HaMikdash, we had a Korban Pesach. So when we had a Korban Pesach, then there was a mitzvah to eat the morer together with the matzah because of the Korban Pesach. So the Zeichel HaMikdash is that even though now we don't have the Korban Pesach, but we do what was done Bizman HaBayis when there was a Korban Pesach, and we eat the morer together with the matzah, ki'ilu there was a korban Pesach also. That is, zeichel amigdash ki'ilu. So it is coming out, we're saying now, that could be, there's a bach that seems to say this, that could be, me'iker adin afilu according to hilu, you yaitze with the morer that you ate after the matzah. You yaitze already with the morer. And the brocha pat is the morer. But now we're making zeichel amigdash. Now we're saying that with dan ki'ilu we would have had a korban Pesach, and then there would be an achila together. So now we eat, we make this achila zeichel amigdash ki'ilu. Im keinem anachno, we will fadin to fa'emfer abir aloches kashe. The bir aloche asks, the machaber says, that after you eat the morer, you say, oimrim zeicher lemigdash kehilu, and then you eat it. In fact, the bir aloche, according to Hillel, you weren't yoitzer with the morer. Because according to Hillel, you have to eat the morer bekriche. So memela, so he tines that it's a hefsik. Zeicher lemigdash is a hefsik. To get on to the bir aloche and left, he wants to be moichik va'oimrim. He didn't see anyone else said that you should say it. But I did find the document. Moshe says you say va'oimrim, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says you say va'oimrim. About kaponim, to get them on 11, the saying it's a hefsek according to Hillel. But could be the way we're saying now, snish lezei gefele. Mitzvahs morer, you're mekayim, if Hillel according to Hillel, bizmanas, because it's not worse than the Oral Bismana bias that there was a mitzvah, as long as there's no Korban Pesach to be eaten, there's a mitzvah of morer without kriche. And after, so it's very good why we say zeichel amigdash kehilo. We're saying that the migdash show you, could be that's the loshna rashbam. Moi show you ois hilo bisman shebeis amigdash kaim show you oichlim psochim. When they were eating the psochim, then, so that's what we're reliving now. We're reliving the achila when they were eating psochim. That's a zeichel amigdash kehilo. The morer is not zeichel amigdash. The morer is midrabon, bisman hazeh. You have to eat morer, even though you don't have a korban Pesach. Not zeichel amigdash. Zeichel amigdash is we're duplicating what was bisman abayis, and that was only when there was a korban Pesach. That's what we do according to Hillel. Zok Taisvit. Osi morer de rabonel mevato lamatza de eraisa. Eistis Hillel tainid that you cannot eat the matzah together with the morer because morer is at the rabbonim, matzah is at the reis. V'chol shkein di lo yehave morer afilu mit the rabbonim, afilu if morer wouldn't be at the rabbonim, the bevato la hamatzah kede mashma le kamon. See later, reshus zichem bevato la mitzvah. V'ho de shori ba koimet matzah mitubeles, you're allowed to eat a spiced up matzah. So why didn't you say over there that the psomim should be mevatel the matzah? If I'm telling you now that a reshus is mevatel a mitzvah, so why aren't the psomim mevatel the mitzvah achilas matzah? But also the psomim mevatel the matzah that ain't min a psomim kim dovo muet. The dovo muet, so there's no din bittel. Because the dovo muet, the only thing is when they're equal, so then we're afraid maybe one chelik of his mouth will be right. That's number one. The loy ka'isin she'osro matam etabelos b'shem Rashi after yomim achreinim mishum de machami la'odah said that b'chay not allowed to eat a matzah etabelos in Pesach because the psomim which are in the matzah will cause it to become chometz quickly. He said that's not true. You see, the Gemara says that you're allowed to eat matzah etabelos. Elo omar Ravashi. So what did Ravashi say? So Ravashi said that these chachomim do not hold that ein mitzvahs, they don't hold mitzvahs mevatel zuazu, they hold ein mitzvahs mevatel zuazu. Ein nire kepeirish hakuntres de meshabesh Rav Ashi milse de Rav Yochanan. Taisus disagrees with Rashi. According to Rashi, Rav Ashi says Rav Yochanan is wrong. Rav Yochanan said that the chachomim who are choylik and hillel and hold mitzvahs mevatel zuazu, these are these chachomim, and he shlugged them up from the word afilu. He says you don't shlug up Rav Yochanan with a diik from the beraisa. Sherei toiv lagia beraisa. So you make a go on the beraisa. afilu lechaser afilu. So we'll take out the word afilu, that's the Rishash's gilser. Kemoi she'onu magim kama bereisit, v'leshabesh divi Rabbi Yochanan. So maybe take out the word afilu, so then everything will be shalom al Yisrael. So Taisva says that he's not choylik on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that the Chachomim hold mitzvahs mevatlois zu ezu. That's what the Chachomim said. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. And Rabashi agrees with this. No, this Shaila is, according to these Chachomim that hold mitzvahs mevatlois zu ezu, are you permitted to eat matzah morer together? Elo Rabashi maskif abnei yeshiva. The kash of Ravashi was at the Bnei Yeshiva, the Meforshi, they held the Chilkim Rabbonon. They held that the Rabbonon are Chilik on Hilu, but Osri Lichos. But they hold you're not allowed, that the Pasuk tells us that you only have to eat it separately, you're not permitted to eat it together. Rabbi Yochanan brought the Beraisa. Now the Chachomim, the Bnei Yeshiva, understood Pshat the Beraisa, that the Chachomim are telling us that it has to be eaten separately. It cannot be eaten together. So Ravashi says that is not Pshat in the Chachomim. Din Kain, if the Chachomim hold that you can only eat it separately, my Afilu. Afilu, it says, Afilu Zebeth Neyatma. I say you permitted to eat it together also. Ela Rabbonon Sobri de Bechol in your mitzvosot. You can eat it anyway. Bein ayidei kriche, bein kol echad levadoi. The Chachamim hold, the way, you can eat it together also. Upligi ahilu, the machloikis is an hilu, the matzrich lichach. Hilu says, you should make kriche. Kenokti Rabbonon afilu mishum hilu. That means that afilu is, you say you have to eat it together. I say no, you don't have to eat it together. You can eat it even separately. But al kaponim, it comes out the way Taisva said, the vial, that the Chachomim also hold, according to Ravashi, that you can eat it together. So now, if that is the, so let us just understand the Hemshech and the Gemara, according to Taisva. Rabbi Yochanan said, that chalukim olav chavei rabel hilu, that these rabbonon are chaylik an hilu, and they hold mitzvahs mevatlis uesu. And Taisha says, Rabbi Yochanan is 100% right. These chachomim hold mitzvahs mevatlis uesu. Now the Bnei Yeshiva understood pshat in these chachomim, you're not allowed to eat it together. And Ravashi said, no, they hold mitzvahs mevatlis uesu, but you're allowed to eat it together. In Toima, Rektach Toisvis, if that is Pshat, Minolon, so Toisvis has two kashas. Number one, Minolon, the Sova Hilo, so you see that the Chachomim can hold Mevatlois, and you can eat it together. So Toisvis asks, I bezoi, Minolon, the Sova Hilo, the Ein Mevatlois, so how do you know the Hilo holds the Ein Mevatlois? Dil Meshani Hochi, the Golikro. It could be he holds Mevatlois, but here there's a Golikro, you're allowed to eat it together. And then, they say, that's what the Rabbanan, you see, they hold ein mevatlois. So where do we see, according to Ravashi, the Ravashi said, pshat, that according to the Chachomim, you're permitted to eat it together. So number one, where do you see from the Chachomim that they hold mevatlois? And where do you see from Hillel that he holds ein mevatlois? Could be the Pasuk says, you'll have to eat it together. But who says he holds all the time ein mevatlois? The Yeshloimel, so Tosis explains the Shakla Vatai of the Sugya as follows. Midis Sova, the Lechatchile, we have, so Tosis learns Pshat in the Machloikis, Hilu and the Chachomim as follows. We have here the Emerson two Psukim. There's one Posik Yoichlu Hu, which would be Mashme, that it can be eaten separately. And there's a mashmoi sakra that would seem to say you can eat it together. So the shaila is, how are we miyashiv these two mashmois? So Hillel says, that goes as follows. L'chadchile, you should eat it together. But the Yevid, if you ate it separately, you were Yoytzeh. That's how Hillel said. It's Midas Sova. Since Hillel holds L'chadchile, yesh loy lichoy. But the Yevid, nofiki loy korich. In Cain, Baal mei mevatlois. So we see from him he holds Baal mei mevatlois. The E mevatlois, because if he would hold mevatlois, so how do you know that the Pasuk Yoichlu Hu is telling us that b'diyeved you're yoitzer without kriche, but l'chadchile you need kriche if he holds mevatlois? So maybe the Pasuk is telling us that b'diyeved you're yoitzer even though all over it's mevatlois, but here it is not mevatlois. But not that l'chadchile you have to eat it together. Not the pasuk that it should be eaten together. How do you know that the pasuk that tells us to eat it together is coming to tell us that it's a mitzvah to eat together? The pasuk that tells us to eat it together is telling us that you can eat it together. Because here you don't say mevatlis. In kenitzach kohocha lahata kriche v'loyme dahocha loy mevatlis. So memele. So since Hillel learned out from the pasuk that says that it could be eaten together, he learned out that it should be eaten together. So we see Hillel holds that mitzvahs aim of atlas to a zoo. So you don't need a pasuk to tell us that you can eat it together. Why not? So of course the pasuk is telling us that you mechuyev to eat it together. Hilka l'rabbonon the muki kabediyev. But the chachamim say there's no mitzvah whatsoever to eat it together. Now what the pasuk tells us that it can be eaten together, it's telling us that you can eat it together. There'd be a svarah to say you're not yoitz if you eat it together, because mitzvah matzli zu wazu. So the pasuk is telling us that b'diyavid you can eat it together. Shemin and the ba'al me mevatlois v'shana yochid and golik rov. Ela mevorech amatzeh v'ochel mevorech amot. So Taisus explains what is pshat of the Seder. Im hoya koirech shneyem yachatchile. So Taisus like this, if you would start off, lachatchile, to eat matzah de reise and morah de rabbonin together, habi osim morah de rabbonin and mabata la matzah. So memele, so therefore you have to go and eat the matzah first. Im hoya yoichol matzah b'loy morah tchile. Now according to the Chachamim, that the Chachamim hold, there's no mitzvah b'chlal to eat it together. So according to the Chachamim, if he eats matzah, and now he'll eat it together, so with the matzah he's finished already. He was yoytzeh mitzvah matzah, midaraisa midarabona. So now the second kizayis matzah is a reshus. The morer is a mitzvah midarabona. So therefore, v'imho yoichol matzah, after he ate the first kezayis matzah, imo yoichol matzah b'loy morah tchile. K'shoy yekoyach an achakach, and then he would be koyach matzah with morah osi matzah derishus and mevatel morah derabono. So that's why, according to the Chachamim, you have to have such a say. The first eat matzah alone, and then you eat morah alone to ensure that you yoytzeh mitzvah morah and yoytzeh mitzvah matzah and yoytzeh mitzvah morah. Miu. Yavekayim alon kehillel, if we would paskin like Hillel, so according to Hillel, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah and morah together, havavdin en hochi, matzah lechude. And then you'd be yoytzeh the derais of matzah, or the matzah morah bekriche, kimin shetzoich las is midarabona mitzvah skiche kehillel, havadarabona and darabona. That means midarabona, there's still a mitzvah to eat it together. So then, according to Hillel, you would eat first matzah, and then matzah morah. But since we don't know what to do, so therefore we first eat matzah alone, then morah alone, and then we eat matzah and morah. So according to Taisvus, it's zichagot. Taisvus says, afilo according to Hillel, Taisvus proves that it's only a din lechatchile, mit b'dyevet yoyitzah separately. So now that when we eat morah alone, yoyitzah the morah, afilo according to Hillel. Because b'diavad if you morah alone, you yaitzeh. So you yaitzeh now, according to everyone, mitzvahs matzah, mitzvahs morah. So then, the whole krich is only zeichel, amigdash, kehillel, so then there's no problem of hefsek. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Nu sugye. Oma Rabbi Elozo, Oma Rabbi Shie, kol shetibuloi bemashke tzorich netilas yodayim. Rabbi Elozo, Rabbi Shie is telling us that if one is metabol of food in a mashke, in the Zion mashke, so you have to wash your hands before you eat it. And we'll see from the Rashbam and Omid base, so how does it come into Arve Psochem? So it's coming to tell us that we hear in the Mishnah that Heviu Lefonov Mitabel Bechazeres. The Mishnah says that you made a Tibul Bechazeres and Chareises. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us. So Rabbi Lezer is coming to tell us you have to wash your hands. That's what Rabbi Ishi is coming to tell us. He's telling us a halacha on our Mishnah. So he's going on our Mishnah. Omar Rav Papa. Let us see the Rashbam. Kol shetibuli b'mashkin, kigoyin yerek b'kutach, oy b'choymetz, tzorich netilas yadayim. You have to wash your hands. Mishum mashke, because of the mashke. Shai yadayim shniyis. Stam yadayim are sheni letumim. So therefore, a sheni, which is a poisel as a trume, will make the mashkin. The mashkin will become tame. The mashkin will be metame the oichel. So therefore, you have to wash your hands in order to avoid this. Omar Rav Papa, shma mino. So if Rav Oishi is said that our Mishnah, since you make a tibul of chazeres in charoises, you have to wash your hands before kol shetibulei b'mashke tzachlan tisadayim, because he's going to be metame the mashke. Omar ha-popesh ma'amino ha-chase, that the chazeres that you're metabel in charoises, tzorich lishkui b'charoises mishum kapem, that you have to submerge it in the charoises because of kapem. We'll see soon what the cap is, but it has to be completely submerged. So since it has to be completely submerged, so since he's submerging the chazeres in the charoises, so his hands automatically touch the charoises. So then he's metame the mashkin the charoises. So then that's metame everything. The is al kedai tach loitzoich lishkuye. But if you'll say it is not necessary to submerge the whole chazeres in the chavoises, that means he can hold the chazeres from the top and just put the tip into the chavoises. Is netilas yadayim lomeli? So why do you have to wash your hands? He's not touching the chavoises. He can make a tibul very etically without touching the chavoises. So if it says, if Rabbi Yishiya said that he needs the tilas yodayim, so you see the din tibul, that you have to make the chazeres in the chareses, that's a din, that has to be completely submerged. So memele, so automatically he'll touch the mashkin, so therefore you need the tilas yodayim. But if he doesn't need it, the tilas yodayim lomeli, aloi noga. So the Gemara says it's no right. V'dilma la'olam eimaloch leitzorech lishkui. Could be you don't have to submerge. V'kape, and that what you need chareises in order to get rid of the kape which is in the chazeres meirecha mayis. The reyach of the chareises is sufficient to take care of the kape. If that is the case, elolomeli netilas shadayim. So why did Rabbi Yishiya say you need netilas shadayim? You don't have to submerge it in the mashke. You won't be metam of the mashke. Duma mishakelei. No, aces, because the din is you need chareises, and he might submerge it into the chareises. So therefore, Rabbi Yishiya said we can't make differentiate. This one will be mishakei. This one will be mishke. So therefore, he said you need netilas shadayim. But it could be that the din netilas shadayim is not because you have to be mashkiya, nor because you might be mashkiya. Let us see the Rashbam. Tzorich lishkui becharoises mishum kape. What is kape? Oros. It's a type of a sam, a type of a poison. Shechazeres yesh boy oros, it has a type of a sap in it. Kiderech habitzolim, which is not healthy. And therefore, you have to be mashkir in charoises. Vehilkacht, therefore, tzorech netil shedayim, letibol rishin kidlakamo. Therefore, you need netil shedayim for this first tibol. He's touching the mashkin when he submerges it. Now, ledavoini, I don't understand the Rashbam. Rashbam is saying pshat in the Gemara. The Rashbam says pshat in our Gemara that Rabbi is coming to tell us that the Tibul Horishin, before the Tibul Horishin, Behilkach Tzorich Netilus Yedain Le Tibul Horishin, Kidulakamon, you need to remember the Tibul Horishin, because he's touching the Charoises, and you have to submerge it in the Charoises. So Memele, so that's why you need Netilus Yedain. The Rashbam and the Mishneh, the Rashbam said, Pshat, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yedalad Amid Aleph, so the Rashbam said as follows, Vahai Tibul, Lav Becharaisisu, the first Tibul is not Becharaisis, Kediktoni Lekamon, Hevil Ofonov, Matzah Becharaisis Becharaisis. The Rashbam says they didn't bring the Charaisis yet, the Charaisis should bring later. So this, Michlal Da'adayin Loi Hevil. So the Rashbam says the Tibul is not Becharaisis. That's what the Rashbam said. Taisvis asks Akasha and the Rashbam. So Taisvis says, I agree with you. If the Tibul would not be Bechazeres, so then I agree with you, you don't need Charoises. But Taisvis says, but our Mishneh is speaking about Chazeres. The Chazeres Tzorech Latpul Bechazeres. Mishum Kape. So Memele, so Taisvis is Cholek and the Rashbam Pshat in the Mishneh. The Rashbam says that in our Mishnah you don't have to be metabel the chazeres and charoises. And Taisvi says in our Mishnah you don't have to say metabel the charoises because the Mishnah is speaking about chazeres and chazeres you have to be metabel charoises mishum kape. That's Taisvi's kasha on the Rashbam. The Rosh brings down a Rabbeinu Yoine. The Rabbeinu Yoine holds like the Rashbam. A very interesting Rabbeinu Yoine. The Rabbeinu Yoine says, no, the Rashbam is right, that the first Tibul of our Mishneh does not have to be Becharoises. The Gemara says that Chazeres you have to be Metabel Becharoises, Al Tzkape. So the Rabbeinu Yoine says as follows. The Tibul Horishain Eine Lechir, El Lekei Rebalma. The first Tibul is not Al Tzamitzvah. The first tibul is Altskalpas. Uregilim kol ashone, sheoichlen chazeres beloi charoises. So the Rabbeinu Yoine says, let's look, what do we do a whole year? A whole year when we eat chazeres, does a person go and bring charoises? Ve'einam choishishim lekapas. So it sees, when you're eating chazeres stamazoi, not l'shem mitzvah, you say mech, stama nothing will happen. Ve'einam choishishim lekapas. So the first tibul, since you're not doing a mitzvah with the first tibul, so memele the chachamim on chayish, just like a whole year you eat chazeres without chareises. Doshu boy rabim, shayme psoyim Hashem. Who eats chareises a whole year when you eat chazeres? So memele, so there's no need to be metabol the chazeres of the first tibul in chareises. It's not worse than the whole year. The second tibul is a tibul shel mitzvah. We see in Das Torah is not like Das Balabais. We would say fakelt mitzvah sheima mitzvah layeda dovero. Then the first thing, then you have to be careful. Aber Rabbi Yehoshua state fakelt the mitzvah. You have to be chayish. Don't go away. And then you'll say, from the mitzvah, look what happened from the mitzvah. Chazal wanted to make sure nothing is going to happen from the mitzvah. It should be a tayar rishonis. You have to take all precautions. Nothing bad should happen from the mitzvah. But like this, you say, shem epsoyim Hashem. So al koponim, the Rabbeinu Yoine, if I emphasize the Rashbam, that's the Rashbam of the Mishnah, that that the first tibul does not need the chazal is not in chalaisis. Not all of a sudden here the Rashbam says the psazoi. Hilker tzach because the dial to berishin shreinog bemashkin and the chazal is the most is a ride to chazal. It's very unclear what Rabbi Yoine, what the Rashbam did with our Gemara, according to what they said in the Mishnah. Pesach Mishnah. Al Koponim, the Rashbam says that, kapo is a type of a oros, a type of a unhealthy sap or mashke that is in the chazeres, and that somehow is taken care of by the chalaisis. Verabeinu Chananu Pirish Kapo Teilas. It's a worm. Isanya betrumis ateloim shebeikre elonais, besakape shebeyerek, yavchushim shebechoimis, beshivyon, shebeyayin, the yavchushim shebechoimis shebeyayin, mutorim. So this Mishnah Trumis is telling us, Hilchas Yiradei, that one is permitted to eat these the yerokes, the fruits, the one is permitted to drink wine with these bugs in them. It's mutter. Sine non bemisanenes, so it says weiter, but what happens if you took this wine and you strained the wine, and now you have wine without bugs, now you want to go and eat these bugs. Asurim. The kiven the porish mimokem revise havalei kisheret hasheret alaot. That means kolzman they were in the fruit that doesn't have a din of sheret hasheret alaot. So you're allowed to eat the sheret, but the maisis. So when it was separated, when you separated it from the you separate it, so then it becomes us. Gamashili elu treifis. So lechayre, so let's understand. So why do you have to go and stick it in? So there's a bug here. Now sticking into the chareises, what do you accomplish from that? So kolchach not to be matter. The bug is muta. You have to eat a live bug also. It's muta. It's not sheret hasheret aloret. So why do you have to? So what's the chareises going to do? So the chareises is going to kill the bug. Going to kill the bug. That's what you want. You don't want to have a lot. It seems the live bug, even though it's mutter, but it's not too healthy. So memele, so we put it in the chareises to kill the bug. Is kan shayel aben, so how you allowed to kill a bug in yontiv? How you allowed to kill a bug? The whole purpose is because we want to kill the bug. So someone wanted to say, because it's, he's saying mitoich, netilas neshome is mutter, netilas neshome is mutter in yontif, ilav teshech. So mitoich shehutra letzairech is hutra shalei letzairech. That's what someone wanted to say. But that will not solve the problem because you do this on Shabbos also. So that won't solve the problem. So let us see just now, the Tosfos Kappa. Peirish Rabbeinu Chananu, teilas, kidisanya a teilas, שבעיקרי זייסים ושבעיקרי גפנים והקפה שבירק והיפחושן שביין וכוי מצרי אלו מטור. וזה ברייסה דצז את מוטר, so I'll come on him, so that's why we want to kill. בינתיים עתיק שמין אלו שמו, ואומר בסויף אלו טרייפס, כישוי שהסליה ביבר אוסו, משום שרץ השרץ על האורץ. What does Shmuel do with this baraisa? He says that it's also even if it's in the fruit. Umiyu Shmuel savak idach baraisa the maisi osam. There's a machloikis in that. Miktaskosh and mikomak mamailoi maisi ach baraisa osam. Why didn't the Gemara bring that baraisa that says that it's muto in the sugi of Shmuel? Yeah. Why? Shmuel heichi ochil more. So that means, according to us, it's a mutadike bug. So memele, there's only a shayla alive, it's not too healthy, so we'll just kill it in the time shalom al Yisrael. But according to Shmuel, heichi ochil more bepesach. How did he eat more? If there's bugs in it, so hey, Matthew. The chitayim is the bodiklu shlo yeisham kape. He was bodike. Okay, now my tzorech haroises. So why do you need haroises? It says you need haroises. the given the lekker carpet. Zakta isves b'shema b'roiv yirakes ein b'hem carpet. So Taisa says there alom the shetera that roiv yirakes are not buggy. V'samich Shmuel arube. So when it came to Issa v'heta, he was samech and roiv. So why do you need? So maybe you're allowed to eat it. What'll be if he ate a bug? Zeymish, he's an honest. The Torah says you're allowed to rely on roiv, so he was samech and roiv. He can rely. But mishum sakona de kape chayshin le miyute. So because of the sakona of kape, but sakoni not samech and roiv. It'll be chayish le miyute. So sakona is a meile chayshimute betzorach haroises. So it could be a bizarre yishver. It's not shver the kasha we asked before. Yes, the kasha, how he's allowed to kill the bugs. So pshat is like this. When he put it into the haroises, he said like this. Al chilul Shabbos, I'm samech and roiv. That mistomid is no bugs here. I'm not doing anything. Just like you're allowed to eat it al tzroiv, you're allowed to stick it in the haroises al tzroiv. So why you take a sticky haroises? That's al tzchashin lemiyut. Maybe there is a bug and I want to kill it, but I'm not a mechal o Shabbos, because al tzchil o Shabbos I can be samech and roiv.